잘 주무셨습니까?
Did you sleep well?
지금 참 부모님은 한국 계시죠?
So your parents are in Korea right now?
아버님은 병원에 계시고요.
And your father is in the hospital.
어제 우리가 공부한 결과를 보면
So if you look at what we studied yesterday,
영원히 우리와 함께 하십니다.
So your father will always be with us.
건강한 모습으로
And at this time, your father is with us in his healthy being. And we'll have dominion over our schedule today. So let's keep that standard today and start our lecture for today. So the first topic today is the fourth core thought. It's from relative value to absolute value. So when God created Before God created the universe, He had the blueprint for creation. In terms of value, it means that God had absolute value. But because Adam and Eve fell, all God's words could not be introduced to the human being, the human world. And even through Jesus, the blueprint for creation was not introduced to the human beings in its entirety. The true Father who came as the second advent, absolute value was introduced to us. So before studying the absolute value, there is one thing that we have to remember. That is, through what process Father proclaims his words. It's important to understand this process. So first, it's for true Father to find the lost truth due to the fall. So God does not teach true Father 100%. So the truth that there's only two truths that God taught true Father. And even those two things were only through questioning from Father. One is that the relationship between God and human beings is that of parent and child. The relationship between God and human beings is that of parent and child. And if you summarize, the relationship between parent and child is blood lineage. They are connected by the lineage. So once the lineage is cut, the parent-child relationship is also severed. So from here, creation, fall, restoration, Father found all these truths from this one truth. Second is that true love comes through the shortest distance. So God's true love, when it comes down to the human beings, it comes down only vertically. So only vertically. And because it comes down only vertically, in order to experience that true love from God, the human beings on earth, they need to have balance. They need to have horizontality. So on the individual level, it's mind and body balance. So when we say mind-body unity, until now we thought you had to become one centering on the mind. But after the proclamation of absolute value, it's different. It's not only the body following what the mind wants, because in that case, the body would not be happy. Also vice versa, if you always follow your body, then the mind won't be happy. So then how should we do mind-body unity? We have to have a central point. We have to set a central point that both mind and body can be happy and have form balance and harmony and to maintain the balance. And only when that happens, God's love can come down vertically.
Amen. 놀라시는 것 같은데.
I think some people look surprised. Same thing for husband and wife relationship. So husband and wife on earth, they have to maintain balance. Only when they have balance, God's love can come down vertically and form 90 degrees. So God's true love comes down vertically and only through the shortest distance. And that there is only one way. So God only comes down where there is horizontality. So what's the conclusion? Where there's fighting, there's no God. So when your mind and body are fighting against each other, there's no God. When husband and wife fight, there's no God. When siblings fight, there's no God. So Father had these two truths, and he found all the other. So we studied about the process of finding the truth. And Adam or True Father learns from the nature as well as from our, through his own experience and through experience and putting them into practice to confirm that the truth is correct. So Father found the truth, and that does not mean that he can proclaim right away. Second, he has to be acknowledged by God from the five saints, and he also has to be acknowledged by Satan as well. So when Father, before Father started his public life course in his 20s, he went to the spirit world during prayer, and for 40 days there was a process for Father to receive acknowledgement of the truth that he found. So he went to God and explained what he had found. God ignored him. Why? Because God said for him to go to Satan first and receive acknowledgement there. So when Father went to the five saints, they did not acknowledge because it's content that they don't know. And when he went to Satan, Satan laughed at him because once this truth is proclaimed, all the foundation of Satan would be destroyed. So for 40 days, Father struggled, but he could not receive acknowledgement. Does this mean that he can give up? The Messiah cannot give up. So because the Messiah, if he gave up, then it's God's providence would have been given up. So Father extended for 3 more days. He asked God to call all the saints and Satan and all the other saints who are interested. So the five saints were sitting in the front, the Satan was there, and God was there as well. And yesterday, as we studied, God is the judge. Father said, for 3 days I will lecture on the truth that I found. And God will make the final judgment. Please make the final judgment whether what I'm saying is correct. So Father gave a lecture for 3 days. And when it was over, God came forth, and he said, if you have questions regarding Reverend Moon's lecture, go ahead and ask them. But there were no questions. Why not? Because they don't know. So God called Father, and right in between his forehead, between his eyebrows, God put his stamp there, heavenly seal. And Father, God proclaimed True Father to be victorious. So Father became the victor. So in the spirit world already, the contents that we're studying, the content of the eight great textbook teaching materials have already been acknowledged by God, Satan, and the five saints, and have received their acceptance as a result of Father's struggle for 43 days. And Father came back down to the physical world. So he was in his mid-20s. But if he had proclaimed that I went to the spirit world and through this process, the truth that I found was acknowledged, if he proclaimed that, no one would have believed him. Why? Because there was no foundation. So Father had to wait for the right time. And the third stage was to confirm the truth that he had found and to live according to the truth that he has found. So this is, you know, making the footprints. Because Father has walked that course, he can say that this truth is correct. So human beings can live according to this truth. So if there's something that human beings cannot do, and that's not a truth. So Father had this process of confirming what he found. The core was not to fall and to live according to the four core thoughts. And Father was able to have confidence in the truth as well. The fourth stage was to create the foundation on which he can proclaim these truths. So that when he proclaims something, that he has people who will say that this is correct. So it's a creation of environment. So if you create, if you proclaim without the appropriate environment, foundation, then you can die just as Jesus had died. So true Father already knew all the truth in his mid-20s, and if you look in the original divine principle, all the content that we are studying is included there. There's a lot of many content that's not included in the exposition of the divine principle. That's in the original divine principle. But that was not proclaimed and it was not published into a book at that time because the Unification Church did not have any power. True Father had no power then. It's very... So Father had this great truth. But think, for example, if there is someone with a PhD degree, but he only had, you know, kindergartners as his students, then he cannot, you know, teach everything that he knows. He has to first create the environment. Finally, it's according to the progression of the providence. So according to its progression, Father can proclaim one by one. So the exposition of the divine principle, we are used to considering it as the scripture of the Unification Church, but the content of the EDP is only the content that could have been proclaimed back in the 1960s. So after that, True Father's words are very different. So, especially after the era of the Unification Church and when Family Federation era began, True Father's words every day was new, and he made proclamations. So every day, Father gave new words and new proclamations. And many of those contents were not could not be understood with the exposition of the divine principle. So one of the most important thing was the absolute value. So the term absolute value was not used. So it's going to come out later. But in 1971, True Father came to America. And as soon as it became 1972, the first thing that True Father did was ICUS, International Conference for the Unification of the Sciences. So when I studied this, so ICUS from 1972 continued. So the participants were the top academics from each scholars from different disciplines at the top level participated. For example, in theology, Germany's most famous theologian came. So I was very surprised that these people attended. So from 1972, to Father, whenever this ICUS was held, Father he was the host for the opening ceremony, and he gave the theme for each year's conference. So Father said that you need absolute value for there to be world peace. But since you are the world's top scholars, please put your heads together and try to find what the absolute value is. That was the topic that Father gave. So when the ICUS was held in Japan, Father was going to give the inaugural speech. But some people try to stop Father from, you know, giving this speech because he doesn't have a PhD. So Father, there was a lot of struggle before Father could actually give, in the process of Father trying to give the inaugural speech. So the fifth conference was
meeting.
So after the fifth meeting was finished, 12 scholars came to Father, and they said, we debated on what the absolute value should be, but no matter how much we tried, and no matter how much we put our heads together, it was impossible to determine what the absolute value was. But since Reverend Moon, you gave the theme of absolute value for this conference, we think that you must know what the absolute value is. So instead of making it hard, why don't you just tell us what the absolute value is? So they requested Father to tell them. To Father, do you think he said, okay, then this is what absolute value is? Do you think he did that? Was in the position to, could he have done that? To Father, of course, knew what absolute value was, but he was not able to teach it to them. And he did not tell them what it was. Why? Because at that time, Father did not have any power, had no, Unification Church had no power. So even if Father proclaimed what the absolute value is, there was no foundation that could protect the absolute value. That's why Father could not proclaim at that time. If Father had taught them what absolute value was, those scholars would have claimed it as their own and said, through our research, we found what absolute value is, and this is what absolute value is. Even if they proclaimed it as a result of their research, our church had no foundation to say that that's not true. That is why Father did not tell them what the absolute value was. So when did Father proclaim what the absolute value is? When Unification Church had enough power. with the foundation that two parents have established. When it was possible to protect the absolute value, Father proclaimed what it was. This was after the age, after the coming of heaven. So when Father gave prayer at the breakfast table, Father mentioned how great his patience was. So peace message number 13 introduces Father as the champion of eight things. I would like to add one more to that. As a champion of patience, he already knew everything that he's teaching us now when he was in his mid-20s. How could he have waited and waited until today to reveal all the truth? So as I said yesterday, True Father can only teach us. He only teaches us what he has accomplished and achieved himself in his own life. One more thing, when Father proclaims something, so Father only makes a proclamation when there is enough foundation to protect the proclamation. How about us? When we know something new, no, we go crazy because we want to share it. But Father is not like that. So with that standard, let's study together what the absolute value is and the process for proclaiming it. So what is the absolute value? It is the value of original creation. Where is absolute value? The absolute value is in the blueprint of creation, which was before creation. So this becomes the absolute standard. In the EDP, how does it explain it? It explains the relationship between mind and body, intellect, heart. Beauty and goodness, intellect, beauty and goodness. So if we think back to what we studied today, so true love, what can we experience true love through? Absolute sex. So in order to achieve this in the physical world, you need art, science, religion, and these all have to be connected to absolute sex. This is interdisciplinary art. In the ideal world, is there religion? There is religion in the ideal world as well. The religion of the ideal world, should there be one or multiple?
Only one religion. What is the name of the religion? Not unificationism, not Godism. 천지인 참부모 종교.
A religion of true parents of heaven, earth, and humankind.
Proclaimed on January 2nd, 2012.
I'm sure some people were there. So religion of true parents of heaven, earth, and humankind is the only religion of the ideal world. So absolute value, according to the four core attributes of God, it's absolute, unique, unchanging, eternal value. So this value needs to be absolute and eternal. But because of the fall, this value became valueless. So absolute value is centered on true love. What is relative value then? Relative value is the value that came about after the fall. It's a value centered on false love, free sex, recognition of self, and relative standard. It's a value that results from these four things. It's relative value. So even if we don't reach the level that God has set for us, if in comparison to the person next to me, if I'm a little better, then it's okay. So this kind of thinking is relative value. And being consoled from this kind of comparison, feeling good about yourself, and sometimes even being arrogant in the fallen world. So the absolute value set by God, according to that absolute value, it's actually... it's not such a good thing. So what is the truth that the second advent found? It's absolute value. The truth that true parents found in terms of value, it's absolute value. So after the fall, this absolute value was hidden. And Father had to find this truth. And he had to put it into practice. So why, how come true father received a lot of misunderstanding and persecution from the secular world? Because the people in the fallen world, they console themselves and live according to relative value. But father is talking about absolute value. So people who are thinking that they were good according to relative value, once the absolute value is declared, they fall below that value, that standard. And because Father was talking about things that they've never heard about before, Father received persecution. So absolute value, who knew this? Who knew about absolute value all along? God knew, Satan knew. Even though God wants to teach 100% fully, he cannot do that because then Satan would attack. And Satan would not teach because once he does teach it, all his authority and his foundation, he would have to give it up as well. So Father has to find it on his own. He has to find absolute value. Until when? Until Satan acknowledges it. Without Satan's acknowledgement, God cannot acknowledge true father. So, Cain, Abel has to acknowledge Cain, and only then can God acknowledge Cain. So, true father had to find this truth without any help from God and Satan, and this is the path of restoration. The path of restoration is not a path that we walk. So the path of indemnity, restoration through indemnity, is not for us. So what is the result of the path of restoration through indemnity? The result is to find the truth that was lost due to the fall. Who finds this truth? It's the Messiah. It's not us. So the path of restoration is the path the Messiah finds the truth or the divine principle or the blueprint for creation. So the path that the Messiah walks, the path that true father walks, cannot be understood from the viewpoint of the secular world's concept of morality or ethics. But with what did the secular world persecute true father? They persecuted father with the fallen world's standard of morality and ethics and their law. Had God's will, if it were able to be achieved through those standards, then there's no need for the Messiah to come. So the path that true father has come, if you look at it from the viewpoint of the fallen world, it cannot be understood. but God understands. And Satan also understands and acknowledges it. So, True Father's life course does not care about how the fallen world perceives, only about how God sees it, only about how Satan sees it. But that's not visible to the world. So in the visible world, when Father is taking that path, that's why there were so many misunderstandings. So in conclusion, the path that the second advent takes is the path of restoration, and that is the path for finding the truth, path for finding the absolute value. So as a result of that, the divine principle comes, and the divine principle can be proclaimed, and who walks the path of principle? Fallen humans. So fallen human beings follow in the footsteps of true parents. So please do not misunderstand. If you look in the exposition of divine principle, it says restoration is this, restoration through indemnity is this, the condition of indemnity is this. But according to the principle explained that way, it does not mean that we can. Is there anyone who took those steps of and took the condition of indemnity to cleanse their original sin? It's only through true parents. We don't have the right to do that. So, again, path of restoration through indemnity is the path that the Messiah takes. It's the path that the Messiah pioneers. And the path that we take is the path of principle. And the core of that is the family pledge number 8, absolute faith, absolute love, and absolute obedience. So, absolute value and ICUS. 1971, December 18th, two parents went to America for the first time. So even so, back in 1971, the Unification Church only had foundation in Korea, Japan, and America. So in 1958, Japan was pioneered. In 1959, the American church was pioneered. And Father went, and he sent missionaries to 120 countries in 1975. So when ICUS was first held, the Unification Church Foundation was limited to Korea, Japan, and America. Of course, there may have been other countries, but official missionaries were only sent to those three countries, so the foundation was very weak. Then why did Father hold the ICUS? Because through proclaiming the truth that Father found and received acknowledgement from God, Satan, he wanted to receive acknowledgement from the top scholars in the physical world. So Abel, who does not have acknowledgement from Cain, is not Abel. So the topic was absolute value. What is the absolute value? So 2004, May 21st, there was a rally to proclaim the absolute value in Korea, Yeosu. 2004, May 21st, until this event was held, True Father kept his silence about absolute value. He did not proclaim it. So his patience is very great. So absolute value can only be proclaimed when the time is right and the province has progressed to that time. So this is content we already studied. Absolute sex was proclaimed in 1996, 1999, true love was proclaimed, the four core attributes of true love. And in 2002, Father proclaimed recognition of self. And in 2004, Father proclaimed absolute value. So who is the standard of absolute value? It's God. And in 2010, Father proclaims God of night and God of day. The most important terms were proclaimed according to the progression of the providence, one by one. So from the inauguration of the Family Federation, these concepts were proclaimed. These words. What is the mission of the Second Advent? So there's many missions of the Second Advent, but in relation to the topics we're studying, the core mission of the Messiah, the Second Advent, is to proclaim the truth. It's to find the truth that was lost due to the fall, and to translate it into the language of human beings and to proclaim it. This is the most important mission of the Messiah. You can only act when you know, and it's only after you know that you can practice absolute obedience. Without knowledge, you can only practice blind obedience. So what is absolute value? So it's the value of the age after the coming of heaven. So we can further distinguish between age before the coming of heaven and after. So before is the time period after the fall, when Satan had the dominion. Age after the coming of heaven is when God has direct dominion. So age after the coming of heaven was proclaimed in 2004, May 5th, through the proclamation of Day of Victory, when two numbers add up to 10. So explain this a little more. There's 10 fingers. So one is God, Adam, Eve, son, daughter. So God, Adam, Eve, son, daughter. You can also say Cain, Abel. So God, Adam, Eve, son, daughter. So four position foundation, once this is perfected, this left hand, you can connect it to the left hand, and then this 10 fingers, God has dominion over all 10 fingers. That was how it was supposed to be. But the archangel took the position of this first finger instead of God. And Adam and Eve also fell. And Cain killed Abel. So Satan had dominion over even the son and daughter through Cain killing Abel. So Satan had dominion over all 10. But after Father came to earth through his life course, he was able to push Satan out of that one position and put God there. So Adam and Eve, they became true parents, son, daughter, and through the blessing, it was able to be expanded. So 10 fingers, God was able to have dominion, and through this day, so all 10 numbers, God has dominion over them. And proclaiming this is the day of victory, when two numbers add up to 10. So this proclamation signifies the start of the age after the coming of heaven. And Anshi'il comes every 8 days. The first Anshi'il Gyeongbaesik was held then. Having done the Anshi'il, it means that all the other religious ceremonies of the fallen world has ended. So 2004, May 13th, it's Harmony and Unification. There was a rally for the Harmony and Unification. So if you see Korea, there's North Korea and South Korea, they're divided. And they fight. And within South Korea, they're divided into East and West. So they're Southeast and Southwest. They're actually kind of like enemies. So Southeast and Southwest, about 4,000 people from Southeast and Southwest were mobilized. And there was a rally to discuss how harmony and unification can be achieved. So what is the original starting point of harmony and unification? That was the topic. The original starting point of harmony and unification, what is that point? So Father threw this question and then gave the answer. The answer was that the original starting point of harmony and unification is not God. It's not true parents. It's conscience. So based on conscience, harmony and unification can be achieved, and Father made this proclamation. So what is conscience? Conscience, it's not the concept explained in the EDP. Conscience is before Adam and Eve fell, it's God's mind that God gave Adam and Eve before the fall. So, heavenly mind. When it comes down to human beings, in our terms, it's divine mind. So it's connected to God. So God is at the center. And centering on that mind, that conscience, you should achieve harmony and unification. So conscience. So again, 8 days passed. It's the third Anshin. On this day, there was a rally for the proclamation of absolute value for harmony and unification. It's a proclamation of absolute value for harmony and unification. So through this rally, Father proclaimed absolute value. So Yeosu is actually a very small rural town, village. It's far smaller than here. The bus, so hundreds of bus came to the village, and there was craziness in the traffic. So Father proclaimed this. So for the first time, Father proclaimed what absolute value was. So for the first time. The topic at that time was World of True Love, Harmony and Unification. It's the True Family's View of Absolute Value. That was the title. So this was the topic of Father's speech. It's absolute value. With absolute value, the first thing that comes is to perfect God's ideal family. The value that perfects God's ideal family is absolute value, and the center of that absolute value is true love. That's what this is saying. So purpose and direction, what is the purpose and direction of absolute value? It's harmony and unification. So the value that completes harmony and unification is absolute value, and we call that true love. And the root of true love is absolute sex. They cannot be separated. So we studied this already, but Father, while proclaiming absolute value, he also mentioned these as well. So in his words, relate to ICUS. So how can absolute value be applied? Absolute value is the core value of the Unification Church. Where does absolute value start from? It starts from the sexual organ, absolute sex. centering on true love and perfecting the family. So in America, there was a time period when value of the ideal family was very emphasized. So universal value, absolute value is a universal value. It doesn't only apply to Unification Church members, but it applies to God and all of humanity. So this absolute value includes both the holy and the secular. Until now, religions distinguish between the holy and the secular. God is holy. Human beings are secular beings. But in the age after the coming of heaven, when God has direct dominion, centering on absolute value, there's no distinction between the secular and the holy. It's exactly the same. Why? Because God is holy. If God is holy and human beings are secular, then should God be holy by himself? So if human beings are secular, that means God is also secular. If God is holy, God's sons and daughters, the human beings should also be holy. It should not be different. So what should we do? With what is holy, what is holy should overtake what is secular with true love. So true parents do not distinguish between the holy and the secular. So when I was attending true parents very closely, I respected them and because I received love from them. But then I realized that even people who seem to make, when they give report, they're giving report that sounds like nonsense. Father is, very encouraging and, tells them to sing. So why do we respect two parents? It's because two parents does not treat people differently.
Yeah.
So at first, we like true parents because they love us. But then we realize that true parents treat everyone equally. That's the kind of being that God is. God is fair. So within absolute value, there is no distinction between holy and secular. So universal value, does not distinguish between those who are religious and those who are not. And universal value applies to everyone, whether holy or secular, whether religious or not, good person, evil person, regardless of what color, it applies in the same way. And that kind of universal value is the absolute value. So unification theology is not theology, it's principle, divine principle. So it applies to everyone. So it applies to true parents, to God, to every human being. And because this principle can be divine principle can be applied to everyone, we can call it absolute value and universal value. If this is truly absolute value, if it applies to everyone equally, then Unification Church members should first, we can have pride, we can have confidence. Second, we have responsibility to share and distribute to the world. So if we have something that's good, we should share it. If we do not distribute this, then we will be scolded. From who? From God. From two parents. Right? So we, I have to first have to experience first that absolute value is the universal value. So in the process of proclaiming absolute value, 1954, May 1st, the age of ASUWC started for 40 years until 1994. From May 1st, 1954 to April 30th, 1994, for exactly 40 years, that was the first 40-year course. And that was the age of HASUWC. So according to what Father proclaimed, that's the formal word. So A, association. So what is the meaning of this age? Age of association is the age of religion. It was the age of individual salvation. The basic unit of the universe was the individual, and that's why individual salvation was emphasized. If you read the exposition of the Divine Principle really carefully, there's many explanations referring to individual salvation. Even though it seems like it's emphasizing the family, because its audience is the Christian, and for them, the basic unit of the universe is the individual. In order to explain it for them, EDP explains many things in reference to the individual salvation. It's not because they don't know, it's because of the audience. So age of my pledge. I'm sure there's people who know what the my pledge is. My pledge, the purpose of my pledge was to fight and win over Satan. So war, it's very battle spirit. So this is the age of exposition of the Divine Principle as well. The EDP was enough during that time period. So it's also the age of relative value. So when lecturing on the EDP, because you're conversing with Christians and you're giving the lecture to Christians, there's a lot of reference to the Bible, to Jesus, providence of restoration. It's trying to convince them that this is more correct than what you're saying. So it's a relative thing. So True Father, the topic of Father's words during this age, the scripture of UC was thought as the EDP, and even when I joined, the exposition of the Divine Principle, the unification thought, those were enough. You could become the top leader with knowledge from these three books. That's how I was brainwashed when I first joined. It's the truth. How about now? Now, these are basic. There's plus alpha. You have to add something to it. The alpha is more important. So, exposition of the Divine Principle was meant for the Christians. I use a lot of Bible quotations. And because it explains the Divine Principle using quotations from Bible, but now, because the time is right, even though the Divine Principle should have been explained through absolute value, the time period was not right to proclaim the absolute value. So it was a time period when we could not explain the Divine Principle using absolute value. Not because Father did not know, but although Father knew, the time wasn't right. For example, during 1960s, when the Divine Principle was being written, Father taught everything to Mr. Yu Hyo-won, and he copied the manuscript of the original Divine Principle. And for 3 years, he gave lecture on the divine principle for 16 hours a day and received direct education from Father. So Father did not want to make it complicated. Father's original intention was to decrease it into 1/5 of the length and then proclaim it. But because the audience were Christians, that's not how it could have been done. Because the Unification Church leaders had to give lectures, it had to be logical, and that's why the length expanded. And because you're trying to match it to the audience, the core was excluded. For example, when was the True Father the Messiah? From the moment of his birth, from the moment he was conceived, he was the Messiah. But it's not in the EDP. So according to what we studied yesterday, what words are there? So God and Adam, when they become one, had Adam not fallen and reached perfection, God embodies Adam's body, and what comes next? Adam marries and makes love with that Eve, and what becomes one? The sperm and egg become one, there's conception. So in other words, Adam's sperm is also the perfected Adam's sperm is also whose sperm? It's God's sperm. So Father gave direction to include this content in the EDP. But because the audience was the Christian, and because the person who was writing it down had difficulty accepting it, this was not included. But for 40, 50 years, we were clinging on to the EDP, and we were clinging on to the words that Father gave 50 years ago. And Father is proclaiming these words that should have been proclaimed 40, 50 years ago, and even now we have difficulty accepting them. At times, when Father speaks, Father sometimes said that he only could speak within the restriction of the EDP. This is a very sad reality. So we have to expand our hearts, and we have to always follow Father's most recent words and explain the EDP and the divine principle according to Father's most recent words. With the exposition of the divine principle, if you try to understand Father's current words with that, it's possible, very possible to miss the important concepts. So this is very important to understand. We have to change our perspective. So I apologize that, Father's words are always printed in Korean, so it's hard to read. So it's best to study Father's words directly, but that takes a long time. So if you really have great, sons and daughters who are interested, please send them to Sunmun University to study theology from Father's words directly. So next, 1994, this should be May 1st, 1994. So this period of 3 years, that was the period when the Age of Family Federation was proclaimed. So Age of Family Federation, so this was proclaiming the 42nd 40-year course. So what is Father's definition of age of family federation? First, the age of family federation is the age of new creation. So what is being newly created? Father's word, the word is newly created. The words that's not included in the EDP is being staged for that to be proclaimed. So for 10 years during this time period, I was very near True Father, so I know very well. You know, you sleep and then the next morning it's new words. Every morning after, you know, it's new words. So this age of family federation, emphasized salvation, the family level, not the individual level. So if you, onions, so the onion, you can, so it's like the universe, cosmos. So when you start peeling one by one, the layers, what's left at the end? The core. So what is that core? That core, the starting point of the universe, is not the individual, but the family. But family, it's formed through relationships. So the basic unit of the universe is family. The unit of salvation is also family, and that's why the family pledge. The family pledge, there's no concept of fighting and, you know, winning over someone. It's about harmony and unification. So the age of Hundokhwe. The purpose of doing Hundokhwe is to read the result of Father's life course and to read about the life course itself. And when we do Hundokhwe, it's all Father lived this way. And in order to take after True Father, this is how we should live as well. So that's the purpose of doing Hundokhwe. So Hundokhwe, from the age when knowing the principle was the best, the priority, it's a transition period to where the time where practicing is the most important. So Hundokhwe is not about just knowing the Hundokhwe, but the practice of the principle is more emphasized. So in the age of family federation, the first one, I'm sure everyone knows this very well, view of the principle of the history of salvation. If you read this, creation, fall, restoration, that's how it's structured. The conclusion, so why is Jesus, who came 2,000 years ago, the Messiah? Second, why is True Father the Messiah? So it explains these two things with the change of the blood lineage. So it explains why Jesus and True Father are the Messiah through the change in blood lineage. So even if you study the exposition of the Divine Principle Part 2, there's no explanation of why Jesus is the Messiah. It's not explained. So EDP, in order to have some conclusion, this speech should be included. And second, In Search of the Origin. This is the original title. Later it was changed to In Search of the Origin of the Universe. Of the Universe was added later on. This proclaims the Absolute Sex. 1997, May 3rd, True Family and True Universe Centered on True Love. So these three speeches are words after the era of the Exhibition of Divine Principle. These give the core themes. And these are the three core speeches in the Completed Testament Age.
성약 성서를 곧 나올 겁니다. 얼마 지나지 않아서 성약
성서. The complete Testament Bible will come out. The core of this is these three speeches.
그리고 나서 뭡니까?
And after that is the age of realm of the fourth Adam and the fourth Adam. So first Adam, second Adam, third Adam, and fourth Adam. Who is the fourth Adam? Who is the fourth Adam? So true parents are fourth Adam, true children are fourth Adam, and all of us, we are fourth Adam. I am also a fourth Adam. The fourth Adam, Adam and Eve before the fall, and they reach perfection, and the life they lead afterwards is the fourth Adam. So all blessed families should have perfect the heart of the fourth Adam. So it's not referring to a specific individual. And 훈독회 was started in that age. So during this time, the theme of True Father's words was creation, fall, restoration. Creation, what was the purpose of creation? Fall, why? And these are explained through God's baby seed. What is God's baby seed? It's God's sperm. So he explains these three, creation, fall, and restoration through this. So in search of the origin, I explained this all yesterday. God's purpose of creation was absolute sex. Absolute sex is understanding the owner of sexual organ. And you can explain all of creation, fall, and restoration using these terms. So I explained this yesterday. True family and true universe centered on true love. So three subject thoughts. True teacher, true parent, true king. So God wanted to become the three subjects through creation. And this is achieved through absolute value, recognition for others, and divine mind, conscience. So to become true parent, true teacher, and true king. It also teaches how to become filial child, patriot, holy saint, and holy sons and daughters. So who is the model of the three great subject thoughts? So 1997, on May 3rd, it was a Saturday when Father proclaimed, professors from UTS, Bridgeport, Father invited 130 professors, and he gave this word, which was not part of the manuscript. And after explaining everything, Father said, based on these things, who is the three great subject? Who is the model of the three great subject thoughts? There was a silence for 3 minutes after Father asked the question. There was no answer. So professors from Bridgeport University are not church members. Can the model be seen? Is it visible? Is the model something that's visible or invisible? Fashion models, are they visible or invisible? So invisible things cannot be model of something. Only visible things. So who is the model of the three great subject thoughts? It's true parents. But because no one gave the answer, Father said, how about Reverend Moon? Is Reverend Moon good enough to become the subject of the three great subject thoughts? Father asked, and no one answered. And because no one gave the answer, Father ended by saying that God is the model of three great subject thoughts. So after 3 years passed, October 29th, 2001, there was an international sports...
World Culture and Sports Festival.
So this was held in Korea, and Father's speech at the event is the peace message number 15. Three great subject thoughts are explained through conscience, and as I mentioned, conscience is divine mind. And centered on conscience, True Father said, I have completed the three great subject thoughts. It's not God. It took 10 years. Back then, because the professors did not give an answer, it took Father 10 years to proclaim. Father said, I am the Messiah, the second advent. So in 2007, that was when Father was able to say, I am the true parent, true teacher, and true king. Why? Centering on conscience, the divine mind. Because I lived centering on that, I became the true parent, true teacher, and true king. And we can also become beings who complete the three great subject thoughts if we live centering on the divine mind. So the background of the proclamation of absolute value, in 2001, January 13th, 2001, there was the enthronement ceremony of God's kingship. So there has to be a nation for God to reside in, and that's God's homeland or fatherland. And Korea was proclaimed as God's fatherland. Then what is the structure of God's fatherland? Not the name, but what is the form or structure of God's fatherland? Father proclaimed 천일국. So what is 천일국? 천일국 is nation where two persons become one on the eight stages. So two people becoming one. Even myself, there's two people. There's mind and body. Mind person and body. So for the individual to become the citizen of 천일국, the person needs mind-body unity. So what is mind-body unity? If body is me, then mind is God. Because divine mind comes from God. Divine mind is God that exists within myself. So as citizens of 천일국, the most important concept to live as citizen of 천일국 is true I and true we. Then who is the true I? What is true I? True I is when God comes to me and tells me, you are me. So to become the self that God can say you are me is true I. So I who have achieved one with God, so I am in God. That is true I. So if you think about EDP concept, so completing the first blessing, mind-body to unity, substantial being of God, holy temple of God, that's true I. So when we say I here, it's not I, the individual, but it includes God. So Father talked about this concept, and second, true we have to become true we. Had Adam and Eve perfected themselves, and Adam became true I, and Eve became true I, if they marry and become one, that's true we. So who is the center of true we? It's also God. 하나님이 포함된 우리. So I including God and we including God, true I and true we. This is the core thought of 천일국, true I and true we. So 천일국 composed of true I and true we, that's 천일국. So based on this, when we recite the family pledge, when we say as owners of 천일국, our family, so our family, grandparents, grandfather, grandmother, mother, father, is this our family? It has to include God as the center. So family centered on God is our family. So family where God lives together, that's our family. Six things, going, coming, eating, sleeping, being happy, sad. So these six things we have to do together attending God. That's our family. That's the true our family. So yesterday I mentioned over lunch, but in Korea we always use the word our. So if my wife were here, we don't say my wife, we say our wife in Korean. Our father. So there is no concept of my. That's tradition, that's how we were trained. So who is included in the hour? God is included. Who is the owner? God is the owner. True I and true we. So absolute value can come from true I and true we. So absolute value, which is value centering on God. 쌍합 십승일, as I mentioned, day of victory when two numbers add up to 10. So it's first four-year course, second four-year course. So this is around when the first four-year course ended. And there was a dedication ceremony of the Chansanggyeong at East Garden in April 18th, 2004. And the words family was added to family pledge number 2 and complete freedom was added to family pledge number 8. So liberation and complete freedom. So literal translation, 해방 is liberation and 석방 is release. But 석방 when it's translated as complete freedom. But the meaning is release. So 석방 is gaining freedom on a national level. And 해방 liberation is on a personal level. So complete freedom. That's 석방. So on a national level, if you receive freedom, release, so people who are in prison, on a personal level, they need to go through the process of 석방 on an individual level as well. So on this foundation, on April 19th, 2004, Father proclaimed Anshin every 8 days. So the meaning of the proclamation, I'll skip over this, but to summarize it, it's the age where God has direct dominion. Because God has direct dominion, human beings, the providence can be led directly by God. And human beings participate by creating the foundation. So the topic of the theme from 1996 to 1999 was true love and absolute sex. I explained this all yesterday. So I'll skip over it since we went over it yesterday. So proclamation of absolute value. Maybe 5 more minutes on the meaning. The meaning of the absolute value is the value of harmony and unification. Harmony and unification. So that's God's dual characteristics. So harmony, union. So achieving harmony and unification is the goal. And the way to do it is through true love. And where does it start? It starts in the family. In the family unit, it should be achieved. Then what is the absolute value? The absolute value? So when, by perfecting true love, is to become the owner of true love by perfecting true love. So the human, we cannot perfect by ourselves as an individual. In order to perfect true love, you need an absolute object partner. So in the conclusion is, say there's two people who completes me. The perfection or completion of my love comes from my partner. So in order for to become the completed being myself, I need an object partner, and vice versa. This is absolute value. In order to understand absolute value, we have to know
선유조건은 관계성에서
선유조건. So in the relationship between husband, parent and child, so what makes a parent is the child. Without children, you can never become parent. This means that if you ignore the child, then the parent is also ignored. If you ignore your partner, then you yourself will be ignored. So who makes a child? It's the parent. So when the child ignores parent, the child is also being ignored. Same thing for sibling relationships, husband and wife relationship. Same thing. So it's wife is who makes husband a husband, and husband is who makes the wife a wife. So if husband ignores the wife, the same thing as husband being ignored. And same thing for the wife. If wife ignores the husband, that same thing as wife being ignored. So it's only after you acknowledge the other, the partner first, that you can assert that yourself. This is 선유조건, prerequisite, and this is where absolute value comes from. So it's Cain and Abel. If Cain ignores Abel, there's no Abel. But if without Cain, the Abel cannot exist. Same thing if so Cain and Abel, only when they achieve harmony and unification can the parent acknowledge them and God acknowledge them. This is absolute value. So my perfection of love is through the object partner's perfection of love. So do not ignore your partner. Do you understand? I respect you. Very quick. So God and true parents, God's purpose of creation was the perfection of true parents. Only through perfection of true parents, and then true parents' mission was to perfect God. So through origin, division, union, action, as a result of that, children will be born and four position foundation can be achieved. So true God, if true God's mission is to perfect true parents' mission is to perfect God. And that's when God of night and day can come about. And there can be children, and God's ideal family can be created. So absolute value and the purpose of creation. So this picture, from the position of Adam, While Adam is going from bottom to top, God is also coming from top to bottom. Formation, growth, perfection. So on the perfection level, perfection stage, God and Adam meet and become one. That's the first blessing. Same thing for Eve. Eve grows up, God comes down, and they become one. So there's Adam and Eve separate. And then God brings them together, and at this point, they come together, they meet. That's marriage. And God comes down as well. And here, this is God of day, this is God of night. So when Adam and Eve perfect themselves and marry, that's God of day. And when they make love, God will come down. And when the three become one, the God of night and God of day become one. That's why God of night and day comes. That is Foundation Day. So True Father has to stay healthy until then. So the result is God of night and day's direct children. When we receive the blessing, that's where we can go. And the evidence of that is God's seal, receiving God's seal. So in Korean, it's 옥세. That's proof or license that you are a 천일국 citizen. So this diagram here, 1996, November 11th, True Father drew this in Uruguay. It's not my diagram, it's True Father's diagram. So very simple. God of night and God of day become one together, one here. So God also goes through growth period. What does that mean? It means that God is coming down from top. So you can understand this, right? Are you happy? So this diagram we saw yesterday as well. Central point is true love. And this, who is the center point here? In our family, for example, it's God, two parents. So it's God of night and day. So God is the divine entity of absolute sex. Two parents are the substantial being. So God is the divine entity of the core, the four core thoughts, and two parents are the substantial being. So if we become centers individually, then there can't be harmony and unification. But with a central point, there can be balance. Husband and wife, they can become one. Older sibling, younger sibling, they can become one. Centering on who? Centering on God. Centering on true parents, we can become one. So before True Father went to the hospital, if there were any tendencies, if there were anyone who were fighting, when we said, let's pray for Father's health, we saw everyone coming together. Right? So who is the center point, central point? Who do we have to become one, centering on who? So you have to become the one with God and true parents first. So no matter who, unless you are one vertically with God and true parents, if you come and say that I am the central figure, follow me, can we follow that person? What do we say? Before saying that to us, go to true parents and receive acknowledgement from true parents to become one with true parents first before coming to us and saying that. Right? Isn't that right? So always the central point, true love, absolute sex, absolute value, recognition for other. So this is, we went over this yesterday, so we'll just go through, skip it. So you can read. So order of creation, Adam was created first, but in the blueprint, Eve was created first. So ladies, we're probably happy about this. So the conclusion, they have to live for the sake of each other. I explained what the absolute value is. And recognition, I already explained as well. So I explained all these already, so just go through them. So providential meaning, I explained this in the introduction. So conclusion, life is art. And what is art? Art is principle plus technique. So absolute value also is principle plus technique. So if you only emphasize principle, there's no fun in life. But if you only emphasize technique, there's no root. So only when you have balance between principle and technique, we can, so we should keep the principle. So within the principle, variation is accepted. So blessed families, our second generations, when we are raising them, we have to raise them artistically. So principle plus technique. So there's the unchanging principle. Absolute sex, true love, recognition for others, and absolute value. So with these principles, within these principles, you can live freely. Especially absolute sex, you have to keep the principle. But everything else, there's freedom. So we should permit them to have freedom within the principle. But sexual purity has to be kept. So absolute value is the most, it's the universal value that can bring about harmony and unification. So it's the most universal value.
Objective value? 정말 뭐라는지 모르겠어. 객관적인 가치.
It's the most objective value.
그 다음에 절대 가치 시대가 오기까지 이런 것들 그냥 생략하기 너무 어렵습니다.
Yeah, I'll skip this. So conclusion, I'll skip it as well. So life is our principle plus technique, I already explained it. So conclusion, unification church members, as blessed families, we have to enjoy our life, but we have to keep in our mind the principle. And in application, we have freedom. So piano, every morning they play the piano. It's also same thing for playing the piano. It's principle and technique. Without principle, it's not a harmonious sound. But if there's principle, but without technique, if you're just playing the scale, it's not too fun. So with these four core thoughts as the principle, we should apply them artistically various ways and live. And the person, you know, the people who lived like this are two parents. And we'll study the eight great textbook teaching materials after breakfast. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this precious time this morning where we can study about absolute value. My love is perfected only through the object partner, and this absolute value, let us remember this core meaning and live to achieve this. Please guide us and give us the wisdom and power to do so. I pray all this in my name, Taegyung-ho, Blessed Central Family. Thank you.